also applied to work in Chiroma Mortuary. Mm-hmm. And that was a very prestigious job, to be a mortuary attendant.
What?
Yeah, I was working there. And very few of us, because they used to give slots to medical students. And very few would get that slot. And it was paying 20,000 shillings a month those days. That is 1997, 1998 there. And you work 3 days a week because of all the formalin that gets into your head. Maybe that's how my head got messed up.
Wait, what was your job?
It's whatever mortuary attendants do. Receive bodies, clean them up, embalm them. Instead of time to be picked, you prepare the bodies and dispatch.
Why were you interested in that?
Because of the money. But we are also used to, remember in first and second year, we're working in with bodies.
Right.
Yeah, so you get used to seeing bodies, dead people.
Oh.
But it was interesting because we had, given the type of earnings of my peers at that time, out of all the jobs I've done, and I've done very many jobs, it was the highest paying job. So it was 20,000.
Yeah.
Have 97, 98, and you're a student.
Yeah.
You know, that is fees alone for 1 year was 16,000.
Yeah.
So that is a relative comparison.
A month, so was it pay that? Does it pay that high? Was it paying that high because it's not a everyday common job for people to take?
Yeah,
up?
I think so. I think so. I don't know how much they're paid now. Actually, I should go and ask.
Yeah.
But you also had extras. For example, you'd have these people who'd say, "Oh." Especially from Western Luos, like a man cannot be buried when he has a beard, so you have to shave, and you know that is not part of my job description, so you have to pay. So we'd charge like even 5,000 shillings to shave. Or you get a lady has braids and they can't be buried with braids, you have to undo. You get some would be pregnant and they can't bury, like us guys in Luya, you can't bury a pregnant woman with the fetus inside. You open her up and remove the fetus and put it in the coffin. Or you put makeup, Luos loved makeup. So you charge for all those things. So I was swimming in money. That's
is a
shock.
Hard conversation. The hardest part I've had in conversation so far. Wow.
Yeah, I was swimming in money.
I wasn't ready.
But then I was not, since I was not financially literate, I'd spend all of it. We'd spend it with my guy. I think at that time he had come or he was about to go. And we'd go watch movies. We'd go to Arboretum. We'd go. So out of all that, 3 months of working there, I came out with an iron box. Yeah, so I'm saying this because
so your
mortuary
money is equal to an iron box.
Yes, and it was stolen in 3rd year.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's still not there. But you see, it's the principle, the relationship with money that we're not taught. Yeah, and I think these are some of the things that are important in instilling in our children. How do you save? How do you? Money was seen as. First of all, it was a scarce resource. So anything you wanted, there was no money. Because priority was given to food and your education. So now you have all this money and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to plan yourself. Because when I reflect, my colleagues who got the same job at that time, most of them were investing in land even, or
in
businesses.
Investments.
Yeah.
And at the time, buying land was huge. I mean, 20,000 a month.
Yeah, you
would have actually, if that's just extra income.
And you see, that is the formal income.
Yeah.
Remember, these things are happening every day.
Yeah.
5,000 here, 10,000 here. So you can easily end up with 50K or more because of the extra duties.
Wow.
That you do.
And that's 98. So so you actually balling.
Yeah, I was balling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
See my life. Yeah, so I think just reflecting, but now going to this other job, the research one, because it wasn't earning so much, it was not going to my expenses. I never saved anyway the whole time. So I've been working, but never saved. Started saving much later. And I say saving much later after university because of the information and mentorship that someone else gave me. Said, you know, first salary, go join the circle, start saving, just put aside money that you don't you know, extra money.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think those principles we need to start teaching our children because we won't always be there to provide for them or to
and they need to guide it them. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So that is that was my campus.
So but it's also really good just to hear that your campus was the amount of experiences both in academia but also in hustle and in extracurricular was so rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had quite a rich time. You know, your years in campus are very rich.
Yeah. I think I deliberately told myself that I can't just be about medicine.
Yeah.